وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at the rights of non-Muslims under an Islamic state, a country which uses the Islamic doctrines as laws to deal with people. One of the rights, we mentioned two rights before, the third right that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved for non-Muslims is that He did not require them to apply the Sharia law, as we say. Well, I mean, even that term now has been hijacked. But to apply the Islamic teachings. You see that in Islam, we believe that every human being today is supposed to be a Muslim. So all the laws that Allah has sent down, pray, fast, hajj, khum, zakah, and all these pillars, something that needs to be done by all Muslims. But it needs to be done by all people. Because Allah says the religion now is Islam, so everyone has to be a Muslim, basically. So even if a person is a Christian, he's required to do these things, but I mean, he doesn't. Having said that, did Islam at some point or at any point force the citizens of non-Muslims who live in an Islamic country to perform these things? For example, did Islam force the Christians and the Jews who lived in Medina to pay zakah, that, you know, on personal taxes? No, it didn't. While if a non-Muslims refuses to pay his zakah, we put an X on him. So Islam looks at it harshly for a Muslim. But for non-Muslims, he never did that. Did Islam force non-Muslims to go to war? Of course, Islam did not force people to go to war, or to at least do jihad. Jihad was basically on Muslims, even though those who pay the jizya for to be under the protection of Islam, and sometimes they might be required to fight if their lives are in danger. But nevertheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says jihad is not, you know, is not on them. When it comes in terms of to live their normal social life on a personal level, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or at least Islam, allowed people to practice their own faith, to marry each other based on their beliefs. So for example, for the Jews and Christians who lived in Medina, they used to marry one another based on with their own faith or their own religion teachings. It wasn't based on Islamic teachings. Yet, you see, Islam did not involve itself or force itself for people to marry under Islamic law. He left it to them. Islam also did not force people or, you know, to apply retribution to non-Muslims in terms of, for example, committing adultery or drinking alcohol or eating pig or what have you. No, he gave them absolute freedom. He gave them absolute freedom to practice their personal life, which is, yes, a basic human rights. I mean, if they want to drink alcohol, if they want to eat pork, and they want to commit haram, then that is their freedom. Islam says, I am not going to come in between and force you to change. And even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran when he talks to the Prophet about these Christians and Jews, says, even if they come to you for help, help them and judge between them. Before we continue, let us take a short break and then we'll get back right after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So we said before the break that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given non-Muslims who live under an Islamic state the right to practice their life as they see fit based on their own teachings and did not force them to adopt and apply the Islamic teachings. When we look at al-chapter al-Ma'idah verse 42, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِن جَاءُوكَ فَحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ. If they come to you and they want you to judge between them, then judge between them and then leave them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and he says, وَإِن حَكَمْتَ فَحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْقِسْطِ. If you want to judge between them, make sure you judge between them fairly. So to that extent, Allah is saying to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, don't differentiate between people, be it Muslims or not Muslims. If you need to judge, always you have to judge fairly and correctly and rightfully. Don't move to one side over the other side. Always be fair and just to everyone. Now, these were some of the things that Islam has provided to people, which is not to force them to practice the Islamic faith and to practice their own. When we look at Muslims today, who go to other countries, you see that sometimes they are forced to adopt the culture of the countries that they go to. They are forced to practice the things that these people practice. Sometimes this is done directly, as in some countries I cannot mention anymore for some political reasons, and where Muslims are force-fed alcohol and pork, literally force-fed, or done subconsciously, where they change and they play with the mentality of people. So when we have many Muslims who live in the West, they have children and they live their normal lives, and you see the teaching that they teach them is that you need to adopt the new living. You need to live free, take off your hijab, and sometimes even taking the hijab is compulsory and forcefully taken from a Muslim woman, for example, let's say France, where it is banned for women to wear hijab in schools or universities. You go to other countries, for example, you see the same trend, where there's something about Muslims, either their own personal life is under attack, their basic right is violated, or they are forced into doing something they don't want to do. So we say, we are living in the 21st century in countries acclaim to be civilized, and they acclaim to have all the human rights. But we see that this is not happening. But if you look at Islam, 1300 years ago, these laws and these rights were applied to non-Muslims under an Islamic state. And they were practicing all the beliefs freely, and everything was preserved for them. Their faith is preserved, them to places of worship was preserved, and also their personal life and their social life is also preserved under Islamic law. Why? Because Allah says at the end of the day, they are human beings, and all human beings should be equal. No one should obviously think of themselves as better than other people. So Islam provides these rights where other systems don't. We'll leave it here and we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.